A second dawn to Vladimir Putin's war on Ukraine. Devastation in the heart of the capital, Kiev. Ukrainian air defenses shot down a Russian jet overnight. Air raid sirens continue to pierce the sky. Russian tanks are reported to be on their way to the seat of power.
Putin decided to go for Kiev. So it's a beheading strategy that we are watching here. And yes, the Russian forces have not probably made as quickly progress as they expected. Pretty obvious that the Russian forces will prevail at some point. What Putin wants to do is to impose the terms. He wants probably to have a regime that is seen as sympathetic to his twisted vision of this greater Russia.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin warned Russian forces are about 30 kilometers outside of the capital. Overnight, the Ukrainian president addressed what Russia has been saying is its primary concern.
Today, I've asked 27 European leaders whether Ukraine will be in NATO. I have asked directly. Everyone is afraid. No one answers. But we are not afraid. We are not afraid of anything. We are not afraid to defend our country. We are not afraid of Russia. We are not NATO members at the moment, but what guarantees will we get? And most importantly, which countries will give us those guarantees?
The Kremlin has launched a multi-pronged attack by air, land, and sea. The military is hitting major cities across the country, including Kharkiv, Mariupol, and Dnipro. Northeast of the capital, in the region of Sumy, an official provided a grim update.
Unfortunately, populated areas of Sumy region are under siege. Military vehicles are moving towards Kiev and heading to the west.
Ukraine has banned all men between the ages of 18 and 60 from leaving the country. They're being told to stay and fight. Many are desperate to leave. After weeks of threats, people here simply didn't believe it could happen. Now, on day two of the onslaught, there are fears that the arrival of Russian soldiers in the capital is imminent. Natasha Ganim, Al Jazeera.